Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening right now. It's a warm day across much of Israel, with clear skies in Tel Aviv and a gentle breeze in Jerusalem. In Haifa, the sun is shining brightly, making it a perfect afternoon to be outdoors. Meanwhile, in Eilat, temperatures are rising as the day progresses. Here are today's headlines. First, in the past hour, Israel Hayom reports on Israel's divide-and-conquer strategy in Lebanon, highlighting Tehran's multi-front war of attrition. Also, just in, Lebanon's President Aoun reportedly refused a call with Prime Minister Netanyahu. This comes after discussions with U.S. Secretary of State Rubio, according to Israel Hayom. Also this hour, Jerusalem Post reports that the Israel Navy intercepted a Hezbollah drone launched towards Israel and struck terrorists in southern Lebanon earlier today. Separately, Israeli forces destroyed 70 Hezbollah terror sites in Bint Jael. JNS notes that more than 130 weapons were found stashed inside a school. And finally, earlier today, I-24 News revealed that the IDF uncovered a Hezbollah weapons cache inside a southern Lebanon school, seizing 130 hidden weapons. Reaction has been swift on social media. Jewish Warrior 13 shared comments from Jen Kane, emphasizing the readiness of U.S. forces to resume combat operations at any moment, posting just minutes ago. OSINT 613 highlighted Jen, Dan Kane's remarks about the U.S. blockade of Iran, noting that several ships have turned around instead of attempting transit, posting 15 minutes ago. Middle East underscore 24 reported on President Joseph Aoun's refusal to take a direct call from Netanyahu, posting 17 minutes ago. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Israel's strategic moves in Lebanon. Israel Hayom explains that without control south of the Litani River, any agreement may falter given Tehran's strategy of multi-front pressure. This could affect regional stability and negotiations. Turning to the intercepted drone, the Jerusalem Post details how the IDF acted swiftly to neutralize the threat and uncover a significant weapons cache. That strike aligns with the earlier destruction of Hezbollah sites by Israeli forces. Meanwhile, JNS and I-24 News both confirm the discovery of weapons in a school in Bint Jebel. This highlights the ongoing tensions and dangers for civilians in the region as military actions intensify. On the diplomatic front, Lebanon's President Aoun's refusal to connect with Pierre Netanyahu, reported by Israel Hayom, raises questions about future dialogue. The refusal, despite U.S. mediation, suggests stalled diplomatic efforts. Turning to business and markets. First, Maariv Business reports that Zim faces complications as workers announce a complete shutdown over a sale deal to Hapag-Lloyd. This adds uncertainty to the company's operations. Separately, Walla Business highlights Israel's late realization of the drone threat from Hezbollah. These drones pose significant interception challenges, echoing past conflicts. And finally, CTEC notes that the IMF sees a moderate rebound for Israel, but has lowered growth forecasts following recent war escalations. This signals concerns over long-term economic recovery. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 5 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.